I shared a TikTok and reel last week on how to deal with curveballs in presentations, aka how to manage when we get asked unexpected things when we're presenting. Here is the TikTok reel.
I don't know off the top of my head, but let's talk through it. Give me more context. Ooh, I need to think about this one. Give me a moment. Anyone else have feedback? That is a great question that deserves a great answer. Let me get back to you. Right, you're saying, what if this happened instead? How could that be?
So it's about building this confident base from within. And this confident base comes with our ability to be well prepared for our material, be well prepared beforehand on what we're presenting and the goals and the intention of our presentation, of course. Be well prepared as best as we can on the crowd, doing some research on the demographics and crowd that we're about to present to. And also when we enter the presentation, breaking that fourth wall initially, not being scared to read the crowd, sense the crowd, maybe even chit-chatting a little bit with the crowd before the presentation starts, instead of being very fearful of the crowd and wanting to just get it over with and seeing them all in their underwear and ignoring them, they can feel that. We want to allow ourselves to relax into being conscious about the crowd, being able to observe the crowd. And the more we can do that initially, then it's going to allow us to be able to flow naturally throughout it. Because we relax and they relax. And when we relax, we allow our genuine, authentic self to come out too. So in order for us to flow through everything and be able to address mishaps without freaking out, it goes back to that base. And the base is this blend of nonchalance, authenticity, and also strategy, honed authenticity. It's really this ability to be aware and conscious and very observant of the crowd, but not overthinking on them. We're only observing the crowd. We're only observing and being conscious of the crowd so that it helps us. We're the ones that are presenting. Our observation of them is only to help us. We observe so we know how to adjust a piece so that we continue to feel good on the inside. So any observations are not to overthink and worry about them and not to start to have imbalances, not to start to feel like we were inferior, start to get nervous because we're thinking what they're feeling, or faking superiority, thinking, okay, we gotta just get through this. So I'm just gonna pretend I'm really in knowing of everything. So even if they ask me something I don't know because I'm actually very nervous, I'm gonna pretend I know everything. No, they can all feel that. So that's why when we're observing the crowd, being conscious of the crowd, it's for us. It's for us to know how to guide and flow, but we're still going to try our best to be authentic. We're going to breathe and stay grounded, and we're going to have that nonchalant base. The nonchalant base is very helpful too, because it's reminding ourselves we're human. And the thing is, in presentations, it's even better to be human. We rather be authentic and show in a curated way what we're actually thinking and feeling. You know, when we watch presentations, right? Like, isn't it the most attractive when the people that are presenting, you kind of feel like they are being real, but they kind of have a secret too. They're real, but they have a secret. That's the most attractive. And the secret is not like, it's not annoying that they have a secret. It's like they know what's up. They have an agenda, but they're here to serve too. They're serving. They're serving everyone. They're serving themselves. Even in my lives, I do so many Q&As, weekly lives, and that has been a journey for me too. I used to feel like I need to know the answers to everything. And I need to address everything right away. And I need to just be very smart because this is my role. But we're all human. And the thing is, when we want to give a thorough response to someone, an actual helpful response, we need to know the context. We need to know enough to give a thorough response. So what I realize is the best thing I can do is to work with the audience. That's why I said earlier, it's best to break that fourth wall in the beginning. Find some sort of comfort level with the audience before we really get into the presentation. And I think this might be the easiest when we enter a presentation and before we get into presentation mode, actually just spend some time like casually chit-chatting with the audience. That's going to be easier to do too. instead of like getting into presentation mode and trying to do a lot of engagement right away. So try to just, so like, for example, my lives, I'll just have some casual conversations before I get into my Q&A or before I get into whatever talk I'm doing that day. So breaking the fourth wall in the beginning is going to be helpful, but when we get approached with questions we don't know right away, relaxing into it's okay to not know the response right away is very important. The very initial reaction is to breathe, relax, and then it's about being curious, seeing it as an opportunity. If we're well prepared for the presentation beforehand already, and even if we have gaps in our understanding, we will be able to treat that situation, that unexpected moment, with confidence because we know we were well versed. So even if there are gaps, we are excited to fill the gaps. So that way, we can address with the audience by trying to work with them on it, get more context from them, and honestly, most of the time, that will be enough. If we can relax into it's okay, it's fine, but now I'm going to talk to the audience. Tell me more about what you're asking, or can you present in another way? Or I'm kind of understanding what you're saying. I think what you're trying to say is this and this. Am I right? Okay, then fill me in on this area. Working with the audience directly, and whoever asked the question, in that moment, if you're feeling nervous, you can block out the rest of the people for now and just hone in on them. Pretend it's just a conversation between you and them, and pretend you guys are friends. When we're with friends and we're trying to help them with their situations in life, it's natural for us, right? If we don't exactly know all the context, we'll start to ask them more questions about it. And that curiosity will then become excitement if we allow it to be. Because they're asking something about this presentation that we're prepared for and we know the points for. So it's exciting because whatever answer we come into is going to only expand the point, the intention of this presentation. Even if it's filling something that I don't even know yet, I see it as an opportunity. Maybe we can both learn. So if we see it from a new view, it's always an opportunity. However, sometimes they may actually bring up a really, really good nuanced point and you really can't come to a solution yet. You're still going to go through that whole process of engaging with them, interacting with them, speaking out the situations and scenarios, asking them clarifying questions, poising in certain situations. That alone, even if it's a very nuanced point and you don't know the answer, it's going to show progress. And the whole audience is going to see the progress with you. They're following your train of thought. They're following you connecting the dots. If we still don't get to something, even with the involvement of others, then it's a consensus. And then it's something that we can be like, you know what, that great conversations and I love this point. I'm so excited to come to a solution with this, or I'm so excited to add this to my research. And you know what, guys, since I'm going to follow up with everyone through email, let's keep this in our email. I'm going to include this point in the follow-up. And now the open-endedness is something that everyone's going to be curious and fascinated about. And you as a presenter can still take on, if you want, the role of doing more research and keeping them posted. And everyone's going to be excited about it. There's no shame, no guilt, nothing. We want to add that element of nonchalance, chillness in, comfort in. So it's not a fake confidence that we're trying to just hold here and it's really hard to sustain and we're faking it. It's this like relaxed confidence. It's the ability to be me. It's the ability to have more of conversations with the crowd instead of rigid interactions or planned interactions. So it's about our ability to hold our presence within, to stay grounded, composed, stay active breathing. And with any mess ups as well, whether it's through our enunciation, our pronunciation, we miss a line, we didn't say a certain thing, we said something differently, we blah, 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 it doesn't matter. Whatever mess ups that happened, we feel okay about it. We let it go in the moment. For me, what I like to do is I like to call it out. If I mess it up, if I mess something up and it just happened, everyone saw it, I'll be like, whoops, I don't know what I just said, or whoops, I missed that. I'll call it out, but I'll get right back into it too. It's only when we freak out about it, we get too serious about it, we, whatever our reaction is when things happen, is how they're going to take it. So presentations will always come with unexpected moments. It's really our ability to flow with it. It's really our ability to accept it, to be genuine, but in a curated way. So going back to that initial, our presence should be that. Genuine, organic, nonchalant, confident, but curated. Curated and honed. So that mess ups happen or unexpected questions happen, we're not going to be reactive and be victimizing right away, because we will still have these initial reactions within us. So we're going to still catch that. We're honed, but we're going to breathe, and then we're going to relax. Then when we breathe, relax, surrender, then we can admit it. And some of us, maybe we don't choose to admit it, but then we can still smile and just carry forward and still address it. We can still treat it how we want, but it's that ability in the initial moment to be able to relax with it first, be nonchalant with it first, and always still have a confident base. Vulnerability with confidence. That's what I like to do in presentations. The more I can just be vulnerable and confident at the same time, then I can sustain it more. I can feel good more. And besides nonchalance and vulnerability, like I was saying earlier, curiosity is the name of the game. Get curious. Curiosity will allow us to switch our anxieties to excitement too. Whatever is going on, that unexpected moment arises, we breathe, we let go, and we get curious first. We don't freak out, we get curious. If we can address it with curiosity, then whatever that energy, that tension energy that was bubbling up, we can switch it to excitement. Because the moment we get curious, then we can actually be vulnerable. But vulnerable with still confidence. That comes with that curiosity. Because I'm not freaking out, I'm curious. That curious carries a confidence. We're not scared. Why would we be scared? You're bringing up something that I didn't think of it that way. Or you know what? I didn't even think of that in my research, but wow, that's a great point. Wait, tell me more. Let me hear more about what you're asking. We can come to an answer together. Wow, thank you for sharing that. Like, that's really expanding my views. Oh, you know what? Actually, no. I know how we can get to that answer. ABC, what I was saying earlier, that speaks to your point. That's a very nuanced point, but I love that. That curiosity will switch everything. When we embody curiosity, no fear. There's no fear and there's no defensiveness. I'm not going to be scared to interact with you. I will want to interact with you even more. And everyone will feel it and see it. So remember curiosity. Hold curiosity. Have nonchalance first. Have nonchalance, vulnerability in a sense of like, I don't need to put walls up. I will hone and curate, but I don't need to be defensive. Nonchalance, surrender, but then our response will be brought with curiosity. And lastly, try to also remember this we're in it together kind of energy. When we're presenting, no hierarchies, no imbalances of superiority or inferiority. It's like, I'm here to conversate with you guys. I'm here to share my expertise or share something that I have been told to do or share, present something that I just, whatever reason I'm here to present. We're all in this together. You're here to listen to me. I'm here to present to you. So eye level balance, eye level playing field. We're all in this together. When we have this energy, then the whole thing will flow more too. Then it's like, we're not overthinking too. We are already in unity. It's all good. And even if unexpected shit comes up, I'm still nonchalant. And then because I'm eye level with you, I can be like, okay, you can leave if you don't feel this. Or, you know, it's fine. Don't worry. Maybe we're not understanding each other. That's fine. Can you address it another way? If not, it's okay, sit down, let's move on, you know? Whatever, however you want to respond to things. If you're seeing it at a level, we're all in it together, dynamic, curiosity, nonchalance, confidence, just makes it all flow a lot easier. We're able to feel comfortable and feel good as much as possible throughout the presentation. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're tuning in from my YouTube or my podcast. Please check out my channels and my services below. You guys can book one-on-one coaching with me. You guys can jump on my weekly live streams on Instagram and TikTok where I do talks and Q&As. I'm also launching my scripts program this month, where I'm going to give you guys different scripts in soft, sharp, or playful responses for common life situations. And the first series is going to be on professional boundaries. So if you're someone that has a hard time communicating boundaries at the workplace, you'll love this program. In every series, I give you guys video examples, I give you guys texts, and I give you guys the how-to. The reason why I give you guys different emotional and expressional responses is because we all have different personalities, we all express ourselves differently, and that also fluctuates depending on the context that we're in and the people that we're engaging with. So it's a whole package. You're gonna have everything you need for dealing with different interactions and different life situations. And again, the first one is going to be on workplace boundaries. So you guys can sign up for my emails. It's in the description below to be notified. And remember, when in doubt, just gotta see things from a new view. We just gotta see things from a new view. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.